The trust is proposing to exchange some 20,300 acres of property from Ketchikan to Juneau for approximately 50,400 acres on Prince of Wales. Marcy Menefee is the acting executive director of the Trust Land Office.
The trust has identified about 20,000 acres of land that is located within seven communities in Southeast Alaska. And within these communities, trust land is generally the backdrop of these communities. And that would be Juneau, Ketchikan, Myers, Chuck, Petersburg, Sitka, Skagway, and Wrangell. For a number of reasons, we've looked at exchanging those lands for what are primarily second growth lands on Prince of Wales. These are lands that have been cut by the Forest Service in the past.
Land within Ketchikan that the trust is seeking to transfer to the Forest Service includes property on Deer Mountain, Minerva Mountain, Gravina Island, and Signal Mountain. The Forest Service land that the trust is hoping to take over is located solely on Prince of Wales Island. Forest Service land identified by the trust for the trade includes land at Control Lake, Hecata, Hollis, Nocatee, Neck Lake, and Thorn Bay. Menefee says a trust has heard from Prince of Wales residents concerned about the proposed swap, but that the trust is working to alleviate some of the issues that have been brought forward.
There have been concerns for federal forest lands being traded to the trust. In other words, lands where folks have traditionally had public access and were able to go out and hunt and fish and recreate and things like that. And we've listened to those folks, and we believe we have addressed that issue by committing to leaving any lands that we receive from the Forest Service open and unrestricted to public use.
In an October 27th letter to Tongass National Forest Supervisor Forrest Cole, Menefee said there were three key factors that guided the trust selection of proposed forest lands: road access, highly productive sites, and public support for forestry. Menefee says a trust would commit to milling approximately 70% of the wood harvested from the exchange lands within the state. That's as long as there are at least two mills operating in the state that could process 20 million board feet of trust timber annually. While the trust is proposing to receive more than half the acreage that it would transfer to the Forest Service, Menefee says a panel of appraisers would be assigned the task of ensuring that the end result would be an equal value trade.
The appraisal process would happen after the bill passed. And so the equal value comes in where if the 20,000 acres of trust land is valued at X amount of dollars and the 50,000 acres of Tongass forest land is also has a separate value, then there would be some negotiating or there would be some determination of who gets what or how much is exchanged on either side.
The trust recently visited with Forest Service officials and the Alaska Congressional Delegation in Washington, D.C. in an effort to shore up support of the proposed land swap, which must be approved by Congress. Menefee says Senator Murkowski and Representative Young's offices are supportive of the trade. She says Senator Begich is still studying the proposal. Forest Service spokesperson Aaron Ulas says the Forest Service has not come out either for or against the land swap legislation.
As our federal agency, we don't take positions on proposed legislation. This legislation is still being formulated, so it's inappropriate for an agency to take a position. When the administration does take a position, then we will take one as an agency.
ULAS says Forest Service regulations require that any land swaps be of equal value. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.